This is a message from the emergency alert system. This is not a test. The following message is issued by the request of United States government. Our planet is under attack by an unknown extraterrestrial force. All attempts to stop this attack have failed. Radiation levels have reached lethal limits. Seek immediate underground shelter if possible. Remain inside until you received other instructions from government officials. This is not a test.
But that's what they said to me. I'm not, but...
Well, here's what I'm thinking. When we, from now on, when we start the podcast, I'm going to put a symbol in here. And it's going to be like...
Okay.
And we're going to start. Anyway, I guess we already started.
You hit record.
Welcome to The Pattern Is Full. Dan here.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome back, Ghost Riders.
That's right.
And I'm not sure there's not, like, paranormal events at work tonight to stop us from recording. Because we are busting up an hour now. Yeah, we're like rocking on an hour that we've had nothing but technical problems trying to get everything up and going. So, what do you do?
Gremlins. We got gremlins.
Gremlins. I told you not to give them damn things any water after dark.
Well, I gave them beer, but I guess there's water in beer.
I got some beer too. What are you drinking there? That looks like a very light ale.
It's just a Busch Light. What have you got there?
I've got one of the premium finer. I got the Tackle Box Busch Light.
That's where the green is coming from.
You know, it takes me back to my college days. I had Dos Equis at the Mexican restaurant last night. We went down to the local Mexican Lomelis, which is in no way sponsoring me, but I support their money laundering that's going on. So, I mean, that's the only way we can have that many Mexican restaurants in this little bitty town. There's got to be some kind of like... Ozark thing going on in the background. But anyway, we went there.
It could be.
Have you been there lately is the question.
Yeah, I went there Wednesday night.
So they have a new menu.
Yeah, that means the prices went up.
It did, but it's got some new things on it too.
Yeah, okay.
So my favorite part of it is the very back page of the menu. Like, not if you flip it over and close it again, but like if it's open and you're looking at the back page, it's got like pictures.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always forget my specs here that I really need to be wearing. But when I go there, I can never read the menu because I always forget my glasses. So yeah. I'm taking my phone and I'm taking pictures of what I think I want and I'm zooming in on it so I can read it. So, in doing that last night, I saw they had a little section down there that has, you know, they have their street tacos, which are freaking excellent if you have not had their street tacos.
Just recently.
But then now they've got a new taco, and I don't know what it's called, but it's like these new tacos. I did not get them last night because they had something called a Fiesta Bowl, and I wanted to try that, and it was like, chicken and Mexican corn, pico, an avocado. It had some rice and black beans, and it was kind of all thrown together. And I threw some queso on it, and man, oh my lord! But besides getting off on their menu, my whole thing was I enjoyed the Dos Equis.
Yeah.
But man, It was like I ate two meals there, is how I felt after I drank the Dos Equis. Of course, it was a 32 ounce.
When I went Wednesday night, I only drank water, so.
It was a 32-ounce Dos Equis.
Yeah.
So, I figured that was last night. I figured tonight I would just stick to the old, I'll be right back.
I don't know if it's me or you.
No, it's me. It's me. It was definitely me. I'm not sure what is going on with this thing, but it was a break in the recording. Hopefully that won't happen too much. Well, I guess we ought to get started just so we don't have those problems. So, again, now you've heard our Mexican and beer stories. So welcome to The Pattern is Full. I think we've already said that. But you got a news story for us, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Some really bizarre news. More cicada news, actually.
Oh, no. That's going to be our main topic.
Oh, is it?
Save your cicadas for the main story.
I don't know that I have any news other than, I saw this guy on TikTok the other day saying that the Project Looking Glass cannot see past 2030, and he doesn't know if that means we're doomed or if we're just gonna all shift or what. Right. You know, did you saw that video as well?
Right? I did. And Project Looking Glass is basically a something that looks into the future.
Like a remote viewing.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of the same as something the Catholic Church has that is called a coronavisor. That's something that the Catholic Church probably has. I think that may warrant us to do an episode on that. Just Project Looking Glass and the coronavisor, maybe for our next podcast. Because there's a lot of detail when you get into that, man. There's a lot of stuff. But no, I want your cicadas are the bomb. I really enjoyed what you told me about it the other day. So I want you to do a deep dive into that, into our main topic. My UFO, or UFO, my news was a couple of things. One, as we predicted, and if anybody needs prediction, we are predictors now. I think at our last podcast, we said the solar eclipse would come and go, and it would just be a solar eclipse. And I feel like that's what happened. It was a solar eclipse. It came, it went, it saw, it kicked ass, and now it's gone. Hold on. Mine keeps saying, are you hearing me? Damn it. Oh, man. Give me a minute. I think I've got something going on here. I'm not sure what it is again. All right, I'm back. I don't know what's going on, man. I'm losing my could you hear anything during that little bit of lapse?
No, I didn't hear. You just kind of looked real excited about whatever you were saying, and you froze like that.
I was just saying the solar eclipse came and went, and nothing big happened.
Right.
There was no...
Right.
Now, there's a lot of people that are saying that, and of course you would. You got to extend if it don't work. The extension of that is nothing happens for 3 months after the eclipse. I did hear an interesting story that I thought was worth adding to the eclipse. A lady, and I am going to find what city she was in. She... She decided that she was convinced that the rapture was coming during the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
She was 100%. So she goes to a restaurant and first of the week she orders a meal that was about $40 and she tipped the waitress $300 with a card and said, "This is just in case you don't go with the rest of us on April the 8th.
Yeah.
So, she comes in the same restaurant a few days later, and she buys another, I don't know, $30, $40 bill, and she tips the waitress $777, because that is the numbers of God. Again, we are not talking politics or religion. This is just the facts and only the facts. So then April the 8th comes. We have a completely normal eclipse that has been predicted since community that predicted the eclipse. They all knew the time and change. It was like I don't know, an early civilization. God, why can't I say that tonight?
Civilization. Yeah.
There you go. Predicted the eclipse, and we knew this eclipse was going to happen for multiple years now, like centuries, you know. So 4 days later, she comes back in after she doesn't get raptured and demands her money back. And she demands the money back and says that the people, she says that the waitresses conned her into money. Well, the waitresses are like, you know, and the business is like, "No, no, because we give you a kiosk at your table for you to put, insert your card in, and then you type in what you want the tip to be. We done nothing." And the last woman that received the $777 tip actually went and got her manager and said, "Would you look at this, because I don't know why she done this." So the manager apparently goes out and talks to her, and she says, "Yes, I've done this, just I don't think she'll be one of the ones that flies on April the 8th. So the restaurant basically says, "No, we can't refund your money." So she cusses everybody out and storms out to her big new Mercedes and gets the hell out of Dodge. Exactly what Jesus would do.
Right.
So, just throwing that out there.
That's definitely behavior that gets you raptured right there.
That is exactly right. So,
I follow this guy on TikTok named Trey Crowder, and he's a comedian, but he also does these things, these little 2 to 3 minute monologues about it. And he was talking about the eclipse and the rapture and how, you know, there's a lot of people saying, "Oh, it was just an error in our calculations, and it's still coming. It just didn't come then."
Yeah.
So anyway, he's really funny. He does it a lot better than me. Of course, he's very humorous.
Right. So I hope some of you guys and gals got out to see the eclipse. We were actually pretty lucky where we live. We were 97, almost 98% totality. In 2017, we were totality, and it was amazing. I hear this totality was more awesome because there was a larger strip of land that was covered by the eclipse. So it made it, but it got dark enough here with 98% totality that I noticed that the street lights came on and those solar lights came on, and Dave and I actually got to see it together because we were at work that day. The bummer here was it was a very, very cloudy day, so you got a peak here and there. Luckily, at that time of day, there was some breaks in the cloud, and we got to see a good, 4 minutes of the 98% coverage, and we probably got to see 2 minutes of it that you could actually see the actual sun or the moon.
Yeah.
So we did have to wear our glasses the whole time, but what I thought was really cool, we got to look up at it, and you could see the sun, and you may not have done this, but with the glasses on, you couldn't see nothing if the sun was behind a cloud. But if you tuck your glasses off, you could actually see the eclipse through the cloud. And the cloud was kind of protecting your eyes. I don't know. Hell, I may be like Donald Trump and my eyes be burnt out in a week. But I can still see right now. So anyway, that was my big thing. That was my main news thing. Other than that, I had one UFO story it's just something with a Harvard professor a couple days ago has definitely confirmed. Well, I don't know you say confirmed. I'll put the article in our show notes, but he says that UFOs are not basically from... They could be from far, far away, but they get here by using extra... dimensional travel. So he's basically saying they're from another dimension or somehow they're warping space and time to get here, which I think is kind of the popular theory right now on all that. So anyway, that's all I had, man, on news. You want to freak us out over cicadas or what, man?
Yeah, okay. A lot of you guys have seen that Pedro Pascal HBO series called The Last of Us, pretty popular last year. And so now there's like, we all know that the two broods of cicadas are going to emerge over, maybe in the next month or so. And so that'll be interesting and exciting. And however, there's I've been reading these stories about a fungus that takes over the cicadas and forces them to become hypersexualized, and they try to mate with any cicada they can find. So it affects the male cicadas. It takes over their bodies, almost a third of their bodies, and pushes out of their tail this white growth, and it causes their genitals to fall off, and so they are then trying to find other cicadas to mate with.
Damn, dude.
And by that they mean to spread the fungus to other cicadas. So it's a lot like the fungus that caused the zombies in The Last of Us was called, I just thought about it earlier, and I never heard the word. It's the zombie fungus. Jeez, that's awful.
Well, and the thing is, I played that game. It's some
Cordyceps. That's what it is. Sorry,
yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But anyway, it's similar to cordyceps in that way because it takes over their actions. It forces them to do these things to try to mate with all these other even males. They're even trying to mate with other males. And it says that it changes their behavior so that, I guess, when the cicadas are mating, the female cicadas do some weird thing with their wings that's supposed to attract the males. Well, these zombified male cicadas will now do that same thing with their wings. And so the other male cicadas will come and try to, I guess, make sweet love and get infected with this weird zombie virus or fungus. And it's called, let's see, it is called Masapora cicadina or cicadina. We don't know if it has any effect on humans or anything like that, but you know, you figure when these cicadas emerge and there's hundreds of thousands and millions, they're going to be eaten by birds and by some animals, probably by my cats because they grab cicadas and whatever, bring them in the house. So I don't know. I don't know if we know enough yet about this to know if it's contagious or can spread to other types of life, but it's just a really weird thing. If you look these up on the if you look this up on the internet, they've got some close-up photos of cicadas that actually have this, and they've got like this big white chalky looking growth coming out of their backside, and it's just, it looks, I don't know, it takes up a third of their body. It literally eats away a third of their body, and they're still going, they're still moving around, they're looking for other cicadas to mate with, and kind of weird.
I'm looking at it now, so that is like, so it's eating the cicada from the inside out, or does it?
I guess when the cicada finally succumbs or dies, it continues to grow, and then it probably fruits or flowers and sends out spores. But it also is able to pass on spores through this sexual activity. You know, so you have these horny cicadas controlled by this fungus that are out there, you know, trying to mate with everything in sight and pass it on. So it's pretty weird. So
have you seen a picture of the cicada with the fungus, like where it's coming out of its pores and stuff?
It's coming out of its
like eyes and.
I haven't seen that. Nose. I've seen it coming out of the rear end.
Has got it like coming out of its. I guess when it eventually takes over the whole thing. You know, that like the host, it like takes it over, like, ugh.
Let me see if I can find that as well. Or send me a link to it.
But
I hadn't seen one that was like really, far advanced, I guess. It was the only ones I've seen are the ones with the white growth coming out of their posterior region. It's really... I don't know. It's just insidious to think that something like that, some almost mindless thing, could take over an animal or an insect, and cause it to change its behavior like that.
Look in the chat. I just sent that to you.
Okay.
Oh my God, man, that is crazy. So. No known effect on animals or humans at this time, correct?
Not that I know of or have read about. Oh, yeah, that's the worst one I've seen, definitely. That's hideous.
We'll put these links on the website, patternsfoolpodcast.com, and just let you take a look at it. But it is definitely, from what I see from reading, it is definitely... basically making these cicadas a zombie.
Right.
So does the... And I haven't read much on this. This is a new topic to me. And when we talked about it earlier, you were going to go over it. So when the cicada actually dies, is it still alive by the fungus? Is the fungus keeping the host alive and like... making it move, or does the cicada still have to have some?
It still has some capacity, I think, until it gets completely overrun, like the image that you sent. I mean, it's eventually going to die, but it's like with the cordyceps thing that affects ants or, you know, other insects. Basically, it forces them to climb as high as they can, and then when they die or they stop climbing, the cordyceps, you know, flowers out, fruits out, or whatever you call it with the fungus, it flowers out and it bursts and lets the seeds or the spores fall and hit the ground and hit other animals. So then another ant or another grasshopper or whatever would pick it up. So I assume it's working similar to that, but it sounds like this one is even kind of worse because it's not just making the animal climb up the leaf, climb up to a higher spot to spread itself. It's spreading itself by forcing the cicada to literally try to have sex with everything it sees and try to spread it that way.
That is really crazy, man. That is like some real, like, that is some real zombie stuff.
Yeah.
If you know what
and
I mean.
Imagine if it, if it made that leap, if you've got, I don't know, your cats or your dog, you know, they get a cicada and they may not eat them, but they'll play with them for sure. I know that might have dragged some into the house before. But if they ate it or got that into their system, I don't know, you know, if there's any way that it can move from being deadly to cicadas to actually going over to a different type of animal. So,
and the thing is,
that would be immediately a huge problem for us.
Well, and the thing is we're getting ready to get overrun by cicadas.
Right.
And at first, you know, here's what scares me about that. All the news articles at first, and I know you got to take the news with a grain of salt, at least the mainstream media. It was always, there's millions of cicadas are going to come out, two different breeds. And then a month later, it was billions of cicadas are going to come out, and this hasn't been seen since like 1806. And then now, everything I read says trillions of cicadas are going to cover the area. And if you don't live in an area where you've ever had cicadas, they're like, if you know what a June bug is, they're like a June bug. They don't fly very well. They don't navigate very well. They don't see very well. They just like, they get their flight on, and it's like, it's actually like kind of like the Incredible Hulk jumping. They just move in whatever direction they're in. They're moving that direction until they hit the ground or land on something. And I mean, they knock you in the damn head. They just smack you. And June bugs are the same way. I mean, you walking through. I mean, June bugs used to be a big thing around here. They're not as bad anymore. And I don't know what's up with that, but they just slap you in the damn head, you know, because they don't know what they're doing. And cicadas are very much the same way. And then cicadas also, they molt, I guess is what you call it. They land on something when they're in this molting stage, and they leave their basically whole exoskeleton shell attached to something, and then they come out of it and they look the same, and they go fly around and they leave a shell of their body behind. They're creepy. They're completely harmless. Apparently they don't bite, they don't sting. They do eat a lot of crops, I guess, and we're in a very farming community. I mean, there's a lot of farming and stuff that goes on here. So if we have trillions of cicadas, it's going to be quite interesting. And they're supposed to already start coming out. In fact, some people are saying they're already seeing them from what I have heard. It's depending on your weather, I think.
Yeah, well, it says that the soil 8 inches down below the surface has to be at like, I want to say it's at 64 degrees, and then they'll start appearing.
Okay.
So most people, or what I read today was, you know, May, mid-May or so is when the soil would usually get to those kind of temperatures. But I'm sure in local areas and one-offs and whatever, you've probably got some places that have, you know, they've already, you know, a few of them have woken up or whatever.
Right.
And it's just it's a crazy thing because they live for all those years underground as a larva.
Right.
They come out and make all this noise and they mate and then they die.
Yeah. And then again, like before, one set of them only emerge every 13 years. The other species of them emerges every, what is it, every 17 years. And then
17 years, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's only like every, God, so many hundreds of years that both species emerge together, and it's called the broad something, I think, and it's where they all come out at the same time. Again, they said it's been 1803 since this happened last, and now we're at it won't happen again until 2037, and then the biggest event ever is supposed to happen in 2076. From what I have read, I
don't think I'll make it to that one.
Yeah, I doubt I'll make it there either. I don't even know how old I'd be, but it'd be on up there. The University of Connecticut actually calls it Cicadapalooza. So
nice.
So anybody that knows, we are in the, you know, big, we're right in the mix in the middle. We're right on the Tennessee border in Kentucky, and it looks like we're going to get the cicadas. And you were saying about animals earlier, you know, my dogs, every year, I'll hear crunching. And I mean, they're like a tasty treat to the dogs. I feel like they're eating like chocolate covered grasshoppers or something, because they are just crunching away. And so you say that, and earlier today, I don't know, you know, it's not been like, today has been not one of those hot days, so we haven't got a lot of mosquitoes and stuff yet, so I've kind of left the back door cracked since I've been home so the dogs could run in and out on their own time, because it's not cold enough to use heat, but it's not cold enough to actually have to keep the door closed or wear a jacket or anything like that. So I've been leaving the door cracked most of the day. And earlier I got up off the couch, and I walked around behind it to go into our kitchen. It's like love seats. That's like it's kind of like an open area. I almost stepped on a dead mouse. That's because one of the cats killed it and brought it in. Well, I took it and I got rid of it, and it wasn't, I don't know, 10 minutes later, they brought another dead mouse in. So they have found a mouse nest or something, and I mean, they are having a field day, man. There's dead mice everywhere, so.
I think it was it yesterday? I was leaving the office. I said, I've got to go to the house. There's a bird loose in the house.
Yes.
And, you know, the cats have brought in birds before, but they're usually like little bitty birds, like maybe baby birds or whatever.
Right.
This was a freaking full-grown bird. I mean, it was as big as my fist, you know, at least, or bigger. And it was like flying around the bathroom. And it was shitting all over everything. It knocked over stuff. It pooped.
Yeah.
I had to get a new toothbrush. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, my God.
I had to throw my toothbrush.
Oh, God.
And so I chased it out of the bathroom, and it got in the hallway and landed on a window. And I had to get a tote. The only way I was able to get it was get a tote and, like, hold the lid up and put the tote over under it, and then like kind of scoop it with the lid into the tote.
Oh, man.
I took it outside and it flew away. I mean, it didn't seem to be hurt or any worse the wear, but you know, it it was a grown ass bird. It wasn't a little bitty bird that they were trying. I don't know which one of them dragged in.
That can get weird. I just noticed that Riverside quit recording.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, I'm running a backup, so I mean it's over here on Audacity, but
mine still says it's recording.
Really, mine says it stopped.
It says it's at 99% uploading, and it still says live recording.
Does it show me as recording as well?
Well, no. Mm-hmm. Now, if I look on mine, I have the little red dots as actual recording, and then on yours, I don't see it.
Yep. That's crazy. Always when we're doing really good, which I'll use the Audacity recording, but it probably won't be as good, and I can't upload to YouTube without the video, so
yeah.
So I've had a big question, and maybe you know, are cicadas the same thing as locust?
I think they're related.
I googled it, and it says in some areas people call cicada locusts, but cicadas cannot eat crops. And I did not read that. They only drink trees.
I always thought a locust was more like a grasshopper.
Very strange.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, really weird. I don't know. I just thought of that since we were talking about cicadas. A lot of people are, get on the biblical trip on this, and they're like, well, I'm not a scholar on the Bible. What there's like a story in there where locusts eat up a bunch of crops or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but apparently it locusts eat up a bunch of crop in the Bible and starved a bunch of people to death or something similar to that.
Well, it's, I don't know. I know that when I was a kid, there was some movie of the week, made for TV movie about locusts, and it scared the crap out of me because I was like, oh God, I hope that never happens here. Anyway, I'm going to have to take a momentary break. I'll be right back.
That's no problem. The whole locust cicada thing is, it's weird. I think we're very, we're living in a cool time to be able to see what happens with the locust or the cicadas. I honestly, as a kid growing up until last few years, I never remember seeing cicadas, hearing about them or anything. And then now it's like, all of a sudden, the last few years, it's constantly, every year, there's cicadas. And I do. I live in the middle of the woods, way back in the middle of the woods. Trees are in my house right in the middle of the woods. And every summer, we see some cicadas. And some summers are worse. They're loud. There's been a time that they've been so loud that even sitting outside, you wouldn't be able to have a decent conversation because the cicadas are so loud. Now, I assume that if we have trillions and trillions of cicadas, like is being reported, that we will definitely not be able to sit outside and grill and talk, because the noise of the cicadas will be so loud you won't be able to hear anything.
It seems like I remember the last time. It's got to have been around that, you know, 17 years ago at least. So it was pretty loud.
Yeah.
And they make that, I don't know, that really distinctive, it's not really a buzz. It's more like this weird chattering type sound.
Yeah, and I'm not a cicada expert by any means, but, I mean, they're always around here. And
yeah.
And that's, I mean, there's a few every year. And then there's these things called katydids that are around here, too. I'm assuming you have katydids over there.
Yeah.
And they look like a damn leaf.
Yeah.
And, man, you're talking about something that'll get on your nerves and keep you awake all night. Those damn things are loud as hell. You know, they're loud, just one of them. The cicadas, it seems like it takes multiple of them to like, actually kind of get on your nerves, I guess. And maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. But I know every year we do have cicadas. And as a kid, I don't remember cicadas. Here lately, I see them all the time. And definitely the little shells that they leave behind that looks like, just like a cicada. They're really, I don't know. I guess they're kind of creepy if you're out doing something and you grab a hold of something and one of them's right by your hand, you're like, ah! It kind of stun you for a minute, even though it's just a shell. I mean, you can dump it and it disintegrates.
Well, at one time, Kaylee was really fascinated with those things. My granddaughter, she would go out, we would go to the part of the city, the square here, in the little park in the square at the city, and they would be all over the trees up there. She was just fascinated by that. So, you know, she took a few to the house with. Now she says she can't stand them, but I don't know. At one time, she thought they were pretty cool.
Oh, we used to have Ziploc bags full of them. So the daughter would she'd go out and get them and put them in Ziploc bags and keep them. I don't collect them. I was like, you like collecting something's dead body, but well, I guess it's not really their body. It's their skeleton or whatever, but it's staff. Well, the cicadas are coming, whether it's biblical or whether it's CERN opening a cicada portal, which I hear happens sometimes. I mean, CERN's just opening portals from every perspective, from what I hear. And if they're opening a cicada portal, it's right now. There was the big CERN's going to open the or fire it back up on the day of the solar eclipse. And I actually follow a few of the engineers and scientists from CERN on TikTok and Instagram, and it is honestly, you know, they were like, and maybe they're trained to say that, hell, I don't know, but they're like, we are starting up the Hadron Collider, but we are in Switzerland, and kind of like you guys, if there's a solar eclipse in Switzerland, it's not all over your news, and you don't really know that much about it. We didn't even realize the great solar eclipse was going to be happening in the U.S. at the time that it's happening. So, no, it's just the date that we get all of our work done, and we're going to fire it back up. And I tend to believe that. I really do. Even though I am a WWFMD, what would Fox Mulder do? I tend to err on that stuff on the side of, it's just people putting shit together that really don't need to be put together. Anyway, that was our big topic tonight, was that. I do want to say that next week, unless something big pulls up, or in 2 weeks, we are going to talk about a very... weird thing out there, and it's going to be we're going to discuss Garth Brooks.
Yep.
And if he is a serial killer or not. The rumors out there, we're going to get all the details. We're going to dig it deep, and we're going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, and for prep before that episode, there's you can probably find it on YouTube or something. There's a song by this comedian named Tim Wilson called "Garth Brooks Ruined My Life." So you should listen to that once or twice just to get sort of hyped up for the show.
Right. And then anyway, you want to go to X and just type in "Where are the bodies, Garth?" You'll find a lot of information on that. I do want to thank a Nancy Thames, I would assume is her last name. Thames. Is that Thames?
It's probably, well, in England it would be pronounced Thames. That's the river that runs through London. But okay. Maybe, I mean, if she's in America, yeah, they probably call it Thames.
Well, and that's my damn redneck country ass that said that. So I really don't know what it is. She sent us a message, and we are gonna be reaching out to you, Nancy, if you're listening to the podcast. It says that she is from Mississippi. Okay. From Tennessee. So we're gonna reach out to her. She, I have not. She's basically, I think, either has a book or something called "Time for Disclosure." We have never been alone. She wants to be a guest on the podcast.
Oh, awesome! And, yeah, that'd be great.
So we're gonna reach out to her. She got in contact with me last week, and Nancy, if you are listening or you hear this. I did not get back with you last week because me and the family packed up the old camper and we went out camping and we were kind of at a place where we didn't have much signal or anything like that. So we were out doing a camping trip, gazing at stars, and then it ended up being very cold and snowing and not the great weather you thought you went, but we went to the Great Smoky Mountains and it was... It was okay. So, Nancy, I will be reaching out to you, myself or Dave, one wheel, or both of us. And we would love to have you on the podcast. And then there is another person that's reached out to me. I apologize. I don't know her name. She's actually reached out to my wife. She wants to be a guest on the show.
Oh, awesome.
Multiple paranormal experiences. Her... and her family have had. She is, well, I don't want to say too much about her because I don't know what she wants to disclose and not and whatnot, but we will be getting in touch with her too and setting up something. We do want to thank everybody for listening. Do we or do we not? Or we're just like, now, if you listen, good, and okay.
No, if you're listening, that's awesome. We love you.
We do. We love you. I was totally joking with that. We'll get this episode up tonight. Thanks for all the views we've had on TikTok. Our last TikTok had like a couple thousand views. Now, I know that's not multi-million, but that's...
hey, it's all right.
Hey, man, that's I'll take it any day. I'll give out to our top countries over the last shout out was the United States, the UK, Ireland, Australia, and Canada. I will say, and I think I even forgot to tell Dave this, there is swag available on our website if you need it. We'd appreciate you getting it and supporting the podcast. I had a, I was standing in line, I was somewhere and I had a The Pattern Is Full podcast t-shirt on. And the person did not tell me that they had listened to our podcast, but he was like, oh, I know that podcast. And that it was in like one of those, you know, those line dividers where you got like,
yeah,
you got, you know, like it's like a, you're waiting in like a freaking long line, and it's
like a maze type.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like a maze, you know, and you up and down, up and down. And I noticed the guy kept like looking over at me, and I just thought, I mean, I looked weird or I stunk or something because we'd been camping. So I was just like, okay, what's this guy? And then finally, right before we got to the end of the line, he was like, hey, man. He said, I know about your podcast. He said, I've saw it either on social media or something. And I said, oh, so you listen to it? No, I've just seen that logo and that name. But, hey, shout out to you, brother. You were in Pigeon Forge when I was there, so I didn't get your name and, you know, all that. I told you to take a listen, so hopefully you've downloaded. I noticed we had a spike in downloads today, so.
Good.
Yeah. It was kind of weird for us not putting an episode out today, but we did. We had quite a few downloads today. Yeah. So, anyway, what do you got to say to them, Dave? Follow us?
Yeah, like, follow, share, write a review on iTunes.
And Spotify.
Your favorite podcast app. You know, let us.
iTunes and Spotify really helps us out. Those are the ones that up to the top. So, you know, help us there. 5-star review. Let me see. What else? We are on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok. Yeah. We're actually on Trends, too. Is it Trends? No, it's Threads. Is it Threads?
Okay.
Threads. I don't know what Trends is. It's Threads. We're on Threads, and almost everything where the pattern is full, or the pattern is full podcast, or the pattern is FU.
yeah.
No pun intended. Always remember what would Fox Mulder do in any situation that's weird, because he always has the right. Although, you know, I did see that Hulu's coming out with a new X-Files in October.
I think Gillian Anderson's on board. I don't know if David Duchovny is or not.
Oh, really? Really?
I don't know. I mean, it might be a totally new series, or it might be, you know, the same people coming back. I don't know.
Well, you'd think with it coming out in October that they would already pretty much have everything wrapped up, at least a lot
maybe
of the recording.
Maybe I've just not been paying close enough attention. I did see that Gillian Anderson was on board or whatever. And I don't think Chris Carter is involved in this. He was the one that created the original show. It's somebody else, some other producer.
Hmm. Well,
I'll be the guy that did the Black Panther movies. I can't think of his name right offhand, but it's somebody like that. It's a young, like, director, producer, you know, that's kind of hot right now.
Well, maybe that'll bring a good spin to it. You know, I always loved the X-Files, but there was there at the end a few things that got a little goofy on it. But I always enjoyed, that's always one of my favorite sci-fi episodes, if that's what you want to say. Sci-fi series.
Right.
But anyway, I guess we're going to wrap it up, guys and ladies and chupacabras or reptilians or Bigfoots, whoever's listening.
Zombie cicadas.
Oh, my God. If we get Ada, you know, that what we'll do is, if the zombie cicadas are horrible here, we will do a live.
Yeah.
I live, David will tell you, in the middle of the woods. I say that all the time. The cicadas where I live, if they're going to be trillions of them, I probably won't even be able to go outside of my house. It's going to be so loud because it will be crazy. But I'll throw my AirPods in and put them on noise cancellation, and it should be great.
Yeah.
We'll do a live and let you guys hear the cicadas, or at least record them and let you hear them.
Absolutely.
Anyway, final thoughts and theories. What do you think? You think the zombie cicadas are going to turn us into zombies, or our dear pets into zombies?
Well, I hope not. I hope that it's going to be. I mean, at worst, I hope that it gives some dog or cat a stomach ache. Worst case scenario, we're wandering around trying to hump everything that moves and got something sticking out of our, behind.
Well, that was a very unpleasant thought that I didn't need stuck in my head tonight, Dave.
Well, just keep in mind, hey.
I know it's what happens to the cicadas, but I didn't want it to happen to me.
No.
I was keeping that on a cicada level there, on an insect level. I'm assuming a cicada isn't actually an insect. It makes me wonder if it can spread to any other insects as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the last thing I want to happen is zombie spiders.
Oh, yeah.
They've already got enough eyes that they freak me out. I don't need them to be zombies on top of that.
No, I don't want any spiders.
Cicadas, what I didn't mention earlier, if you look at a picture of a cicada, their eyes are very creepy, too. They're like bright red with a little dot in the middle, a little black dot, which is, that's really kind of creepy. Anyway, I don't want to get rattling off on something else. All right, guys, remember, do your research on Where's the Bodies, Garth? And we'll see you in 2 weeks and talk to you about Garth Brooks and a lot of other weird shit. Well, now, if aliens come between now and 2 weeks, we'll for hell with Garth. We're going to talk about the aliens. But if there's nothing big, we're going to do a Garth Brooks thing. So, anyway, I've got nothing else to ramble on about. What about you, Dave-O?
No, I'm good. Just leave with the first line of that song I mentioned earlier. What's the big deal about Garth Brooks? What's he got that I ain't got?
There's the words. All I can say is I've got friends in low places.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pattern is full as out.
Out. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to The Pattern is Full, where we explore the unknown and mysterious phenomenon of our world. We hope you enjoyed this episode and your mind has been opened to the hidden patterns in this universe. Be sure to tune in next time as we dive deeper into the unknown. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Your support helps us continue to uncover the mysteries of our world. Until next time, keep an open mind and keep searching for the patterns in our world. The Pattern is Full is signing off.